You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations, where tonight we have a return guest, someone who has been with us on several other occasions. Jono Babbitt is back once again. Nice to have you here, Jono.
It's always good to be here. Thank you, sir.
Jono is the, let's see, your title is musical director?
Music director of Swanhurst Chorus and the Swanhurst Chorus Chamber Singers, that's right.
The Swanhurst Chorus and the Swanhurst Chamber Singers, and it's that time of year again, at least for some groups that get very active around this time of year, putting on their holiday songs and the holiday finest, and you have a couple things going on right now.
We do. We had last night our great tribute to the Blessed Virgin, Mozart's Queen of Heaven. We did two Regina Caeli and the Mozart Dominican Vespers and the Mozart Alma Dei Creatoris. And now we're going on into our Messiah Sing, and the chamber singers are singing, about 20 concerts between tonight and Christmas Day.
Wow, 20 concerts, really.
Busy programs.
Very busy program. All right. Well, we have some great music that has been recorded. Lots of times we have guests on the show that bring us music from other groups and say, well, this is the kind of stuff we sing. But in this case, we are going right to the real thing, right? We have two CDs that you have.
We do. We have both of our more recent chamber singer releases, Sing We Now of Christmas, and the second one, originally entitled Sing We Now of Christmas 2.
Well, that's creative. So Sing We Now of Christmas. We're going to start with Sing We Now of Christmas 1 with a cut from that. Cut number 14, tell us about that.
We're going to be hearing a work by Elizabeth Poston entitled Jesus Christ, the Apple Tree. The text is by an 18th century Congregational minister from New Hampshire. And Elizabeth Poston took this absolutely beautiful pastoral and contemplative text and I think set it in one of the most beautiful carols that is in the repertoire today.
All right, we'll give it a listen now.
Thank you.
beautiful music and coming from the Swanhurst Chorus. And for some people that, believe it or not, might not be familiar with the Swanhurst Chorus, just give us a little bit of background about how old is the group?
We are in our 84th season this year, based in Newport. We are the longest-running community chorus, certainly in Rhode Island and I think in southern New England.
Wow, 84 years.
84 years, indeed.
That's a long time to be organized.
And trust me, I haven't been around all 84, though sometimes it feels that way. And the recordings we're hearing today are actually of the Swanhurst Chorus Chamber Singers, which is a smaller group, 16 to 18 voices, drawn from the bigger group.
And the Chamber Singers are a select group, I would imagine?
That's right, by audition, and yeah.
And the large group consists of about how many people?
It varies depending on the season. The Christmas program usually is in the 60 range, and then we do a program in May, but a lot of people have started their summers by then, so the numbers mm-hmm. drop off to 30 to 40 in May.
Right, but this time of year, 60 singers. That's a lot to organize.
It's a big crowd.
Big crowd to organize. All right, we'll continue with the music and get more details about where you can see the Swanhurst Chorus in a moment, but right now we're going to go to the second CD, which is beautifully entitled Sing 2.
Sing 2. Sing, T-O-O and Sing, T-W-O. We're going to be hearing There Is No Rose of Such Virtue. The text is a very, very old text that appeared first, I believe, on a 13th century Trinity Roll manuscript, Trinity College in the United Kingdom. This is a 20th century setting, and I think a very pretty one. And it refers, of course, to the Blessed Virgin. There is no rose of such virtue as is the rose that bear Jesus.
There is no rose of such virtue as is
Thank you.
We talked earlier about how busy a season this is and how many things you do. A lot of them are corporate functions or for other groups. And the next public appearance will be just a little less than 2 weeks away on the Saturday the 18th. Where?
That is correct. Saturday the 18th at Emmanuel Church in Newport. It is going to be our annual Messiah and Carol Sing. This has become a fixture of the Christmas in Newport program. And we are always delighted with the turnout we get. We take the favorite choruses of the Christmas portion of Messiah and invite all the audience to sing along with those. And we intersperse that with readings and poetry that relate to the Christmas season and the birth of Christ. And the chamber singers offer selections as well. And I usually play a couple of organ Noels on the wonderful organ in Emmanuel Church. And the whole event is followed by a festive wassail bowl reception with all sorts of good food.
Wow.
So it's a great program that starts at 7 p.m. on Saturday, December 18th at Emmanuel Church on Spring Street in Newport. And we make it very much family-friendly. The admission price is $10 for adults, $5 for children, with a top price of $25 for a family, which means that if a mom and dad have three or four kids, they can just pay the $25 and everybody gets in.
I have for that $25. I know some families with 10 kids. What a deal that would be.
Yeah, what we try to avoid is, of course, you know, the eight adults who show up and, well, this is my brother's cousin's in-laws.
That's not fair.
Yeah.
That's not fair. But I think if one family has 10 kids, they deserve it.
Yeah, they deserve it. Heck, I'll pay them $25 to show up.
All right. Let's get to another piece of music before we take our break.
We're going to hear a setting of the Ave Maria by the 20th century composer Franz Biebel, and it is set for two choruses, one SATB, soprano, alto, tenor, bass, and one trio, soprano, alto, and tenor, and it begins with some plain chant and then goes into the seven-part writing, and is beautiful, lush, and very evocative. Franz Biebel's Ave Maria.
We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of Conducting Conversation.
Angelus Domini, nunci agit Maria, et concepite Spiritus Sancto. Thank you.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. We are back on Conducting Conversations, and we're having a very, very pleasant evening listening to music of the season, as they say, and talking with Jono Babbitt, who is the music director of the Swanhurst Chorus, and has been with us on a few other occasions, and we've had the pleasure of listening to the Swanhurst Chamber Chorus in these recordings that we've been listening to. And now we're going to proceed along with some more music and then get some more details about what the chorus has been up to. But let's get to this first piece right off the bat here.
Well, we're about to hear a carol entitled Huron Carol. It is a text that dates back to a 17th century French Jesuit missionary who was a missionary to the Huron Indian Nation in the northern part of what is now America and southern Canada. And he had a problem with the imagery that so frequently crops up in the Christmas story, trying to explain to a Native American population the images of a manger and wise men and taxation in the little town of Bethlehem, and rather began to couch the Christmas story in terms that were familiar to the residents of the areas around the Great Lakes and in southern Canada. The baby is wrapped, for instance, in a ragged robe of rabbit skin. And this all takes place in the depths of winter when all the birds had fled away and the ice covered all the lakes. Mighty Gitchie Manitou sends angel choirs into the sky. It's tremendously evocative language and a beautiful, beautiful setting of Huron Carol.
Thank you.
Listening to all this great music would lead one to ask, where can we get that music? So it is available by CD.
It is available by CD by calling the Swanhurst offices at 401-682-1630 or going on to the website, www.swanhurst.org.
Swanhurst.org, O-R-G, and that will find you there with a lot of other things, as well as
our schedule. Yep, our schedule for the rest of the year and into 2011. Our dinner theater productions, which occur during March and are very popular. Yeah, this year we're looking at Anything Goes.
Oh, great show!
Cole Porter's great
Anything
masterwork,
goes.
Which very few people know. Cole Porter wrote in one of the mansions on Bellevue Avenue.
That's correct.
I happen to
know that. I don't know much, but I know that one. So that's a cool thing.
Yes.
And all right, we'll get back now to the holiday music. And what's this next piece you have for us?
Well, this is another setting of the text we heard a little while ago, There Is No Rose of Such Virtue. This is a three-part sort of medieval trope of There Is No Rose of Such Virtue.
There is no rose of such virtue as is the rose that perishes soon.
great holiday music, but my mind is still going on Anything Goes now. So see how you do that to me? All right, we have time to sneak in another piece before we take our next break. What will that be?
Well, we're going to go to another reference to the Blessed Virgin. John Rutter, who's a very popular contemporary composer out of England, has a setting of a 14th century text, There is a Flower. And this again, there is a flower sprung from a tree, which refers to Mary and the root of Jesse giving rise and therefore birth to the Christ child. There is a flower.
We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of the Swanhurst Chorus Chamber Singers.
Thank you.
people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations, where we're listening to the Swanhurst Chorus Chamber Singers at this holiday time of year, singing some beautiful music. And we will talk about where they'll be performing next so that you can get out and hear them in just a few moments. But we're going to go right back to the music now after this commercial break that we just had. And tell us what's next for us, Jono.
A wonderful setting of the very familiar text, Adam Lei Bunden. A lot of choirs know and love the setting of the Adam Lei Bunden that's in the Orange Carol book from Oxford University Press. This is a work written by Thomas Brown, and Tom was the organist choir master at St. Michael's Church in Litchfield, Connecticut, which is where I learned the work and where I met Tom and knew him for many years. And this is just, again, lush and wondrous and introspective and beautifully, beautifully crafted by Tom. Adam Lei Bunden.
As we continue to listen to beautiful music provided to us by the Swanhurst Chorus, and in particular the Swanhurst Chorus Chamber Singers, we want to thank you for bringing that to us, Jono, and wish you all the success in this holiday season and the season coming up in the future, of course. And tell us one more time about December 18th.
It is, again, the annual Messiah and Carol Sing at Emmanuel Church on the corner of Spring and Dearborn Streets in Newport. 7 p.m. on Saturday, December 18th. Tickets are $10 for adults, $5 for children, with a maximum of $25 per family. And it'll be followed by a festive Wassail Bowl reception right there at the church. And it's always a wonderful, wonderful evening. Lots of fun and lots of participation. People are encouraged to sing along, or if they choose not to, they can sit and listen, but it's a lot of fun. We have a ball.
Even have some munchies afterwards, right?
Absolutely.
All right, great. Thanks once again for being here. We're going to go out listening to more music We'll listen to this first piece, which you'll tell us about, and then perhaps we'll listen to a few more pieces if we have time to fit them in.
Very good. We'll go out, reasonably enough, with We Wish You a Merry Christmas. And this is one of my favorite settings of this old standby.
Perfect. We wish all of you a very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season. See you next week on Conducting Conversations.
We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings,
good tidings, good tidings, good tidings, good tidings. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Now bring us a thing, 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 bring us a thing.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.